Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents like you are asking such thoughtful questions about helping their children express feelings, and I want you to know, this is one of the most important gifts you can give your child. So if you're here because your 4 or 5-year-old is struggling to put words to big feelings like frustration or disappointment, I see you. I know how hard it is when your little one melts down and you're not quite sure what they need. You're doing beautifully by being here, by seeking to understand. Let me share something wonderful that the magic book taught me. Your child's brain is going through an absolutely magical transformation right now. Between ages 4 and 5, their capacity to understand and name complex emotions is expanding faster than at almost any other time in their life. Isn't that amazing? Research from the Yale Center for Emotional Intelligence shows us that children with rich emotional vocabularies, children who can say, "I feel frustrated" or "I feel disappointed" instead of just "I'm mad," these children are better able to pay attention, build friendships, and navigate challenges. They're developing what experts call emotional intelligence, and it starts with having the words. But here's the thing, and this is so important. Your child isn't born knowing these words. They learn them from you, from the stories they hear, from the way you help them name what's happening in their heart. Think about it this way. Imagine trying to describe a sunset without knowing the words orange, pink, purple, or glow. You'd feel frustrated, right? That's exactly how your child feels when they experience disappointment but don't have that word yet. Their body feels something big and uncomfortable, but they can't tell you what it is. So it comes out as crying or yelling or maybe shutting down completely. The magic book whispers this truth. When children can name their feelings, they can tame their feelings. It's like turning on a light in a dark room. Suddenly, what felt scary and overwhelming becomes something they can understand and work with. So how do we help our children build this emotional vocabulary? Let me share what research and the magic book both teach us. First, we start by being emotion detectives ourselves. When you notice your child's body language changing, when you see those little shoulders tense up or that bottom lip start to quiver, that's your cue. Get down to their level, make eye contact, and gently offer words. You might say, "I notice your hands are in fists. I wonder if you're feeling frustrated right now." Or, "Your eyes look sad. Are you feeling disappointed that we can't go to the park today?" You're not telling them what they feel. You're offering possibilities, giving them language to try on. And here's the beautiful part. Even if you guess wrong, you're still teaching them that feelings have names and that it's safe to talk about them. Second, we validate every feeling. And I mean every feeling. Frustration, valid. Disappointment, absolutely valid. Even feelings that seem small to us are enormous to them. When your child says, "I'm frustrated that my tower fell down," resist the urge to say, "Oh, that's okay, we can build another one." Instead, try, "Yes, you worked so hard on that tower. It makes sense that you feel frustrated when it fell. You're allowed to feel frustrated." Do you see the difference? One response dismisses the feeling, the other honors it. And when children feel that their emotions are honored, they learn to trust themselves and trust you. Third, we expand their vocabulary gradually. Start with the basics: happy, sad, mad, scared. Then, as they master those, introduce more nuanced words. Instead of just mad, we have frustrated, annoyed, irritated. Instead of just sad, we have disappointed, lonely, discouraged. The magic book loves this because stories are perfect for teaching these words. When we read together and talk about how characters feel, children learn emotional language in a safe, gentle way. And speaking of stories, let me tell you about one that might help. In the book of Inara, there's a beautiful story called The Center Where Hearts Are Heard. Ethan and Sophia discover a magical advocacy center where worried feelings actually bloom into solution flowers. Can you imagine? Every feeling they share transforms into something beautiful and helpful. This story teaches children something profound. That expressing difficult emotions like frustration and disappointment isn't just okay. It's the first step toward feeling better and finding answers. When your child hears how Ethan and Sophia's feelings are honored and heard, they learn that their own feelings deserve the same respect. After you read this story together, you might create your own feelings garden ritual. When your child shares a worry or frustration, you can brainstorm solution flowers together. What are some creative ways to address what they're feeling? This makes emotional expression feel safe, valued, and productive. Now, I want to address something important. Building emotional vocabulary takes time. Your child won't learn all these feeling words overnight, and that's perfectly normal. This is a journey you're taking together, and every small step matters. Some days, your child will surprise you by saying, "I feel overwhelmed when there's too much noise." Other days, they'll still melt down without words. Both are okay. Both are part of learning. And here's something else the magic book wants you to know. Your own emotional literacy matters too. When you name your own feelings out loud, "I'm feeling frustrated because the grocery store was so crowded," or "I'm disappointed that our plans changed," you're modeling this skill. Your child is watching and learning from you. Research shows us that when parents accept all feelings while maintaining kind, firm boundaries on behavior, children develop better self-regulation. So yes to "I see you're angry," and no to "I won't let you hit." Yes to "your disappointment makes sense," and no to "but we're not buying that toy." Feelings are always okay. Actions have limits. Let me leave you with this. Every time you help your child name a feeling, you're giving them a superpower. You're teaching them that emotions aren't scary or shameful. They're information. They're guides. They're part of being beautifully, wonderfully human. Your 4 or 5-year-old is standing at the threshold of emotional understanding. With your gentle guidance, with stories that show them the way, with patience and love, they're learning to express the complex landscape of their heart. And that, my wonderful friend, is one of the greatest gifts you'll ever give them. The Magic Book and I are cheering you on. You're doing such important work. Keep offering those words, keep validating those feelings, keep reading those stories together. You've got this. With love and starlight, Inara.